talking to him. I find he would get up and he'd go to Levi and, yes, would you call me? Nope, wasn't me. Went back and three times God called him before the priest finally told him, next time he calls you, answer him. And how so often we as Christians, we don't listen when he tries to talk to us. And then when he does talk to us and we do accept his word, how long does it take before we forget about it? The Exodus is a good example. How many years were they in slavery till God freed them and fed them? And then they grumbled. They forgot. So he made them wander a while. Continue to feed them and lead them. And they forgot. They weren't thankful enough. How many times did Israel warned through Samuel and other prophets that if you want a king, we'll give you a king. But you don't realize what happens when you have a king. No, no, we want a king. Okay, here's Saul. Didn't work out too well, did it? So the thing this week we really want to emphasize on, is Thanksgiving. It's more than turkey and dressing and homemade macaroni and cheese, which is amazing, by the way, along with the honey pumpkin pie and the apple pie, and I regress, but okay. But there's more than just the meal. It's the word of God and the blessings that we get simply by being with each other. The blessings we have here by having this wonderful pastor and pastors, him and her, who thought enough of us to come home. If anything, to give me a break. No, I'm just kidding. So today we're going to share, like we typically do here at Christian Fellowship on the weekend after Thanksgiving, is I'm going to pass this microphone around to anyone who wants to give thanks. I've already covered the food. Unless your food is different than ours, then go ahead and thank God for it. But when we left Mom yesterday, and, you know, I will repent by saying that I don't pray for my mother enough in person. As a matter of fact, I rarely ever have ever in person prayed with my mother. And last night as we were leaving, and she was tearful. I had to walk out before I knew she was going to break down, and I did. And then turned around and came back. And Terry says, pray for her. So I leaned in and prayed for her, and the only thing I could think of to pray for my mother, the first time physically face-to-face praying for her, was to thank God for her. Don't figure there was anything better I could do. And I do each and every day. I love you, Mom. So, with that, who's going to be brave enough? I know there's a lot of brave people here. After all, you're still listening to me without running out the door. You're brave people. Who would like to? Do I come to you? You don't want to be on the camera? Oh, come on up.
I'm so glad you're doing this because as I was thinking about this Sunday, I was hoping and thinking a whole lot about who I'm going to call the father of this church who started this tradition. And that's what I'm most thankful for, is a man that established his church with an attitude of gratitude. And that was so much a part of who he was. And I'm talking, of course, about Gary. And that this, he always talked about this Sunday being his favorite because of that we got to do this. And so the father of this church, I'm thankful for. And then that kind of just made me thankful for fathers kind of in a historic sense, the people that have founded the things that we now get to enjoy and appreciate. And we can go all the way back to the fathers of our country. And how thankful I am for the courage of those men and the wisdom with which they used in establishing this country we live in. And even my own father and mother who established, with all their faults and all of these black faults, but a faith in a living God that he instilled in me and in my siblings. And for that, I'm very thankful.
Amen. Next.
Speaking of being thankful for founders, I'm thankful for Candy for starting AWE. She really reinvigorated a love of art for me, and I'm really thankful that we get together and we get to do art, and that just means a lot. That's the thing I'm really thankful for most this year, I think. Thank you.
I'm going to walk.
I'll bring it back to you when I'm done. Might be a half hour, but you never know. I was able to fly out to Salt Lake City on Thanksgiving, pick up my brother-in-law and drive him back home. So he's now living here. And in the process, a couple things. One, I had the opportunity in San Diego layover to catch a flight to Honolulu, but I didn't because I'm here. And I'm alive, which I wouldn't be had I gone to Honolulu. But anyway, it was. I thought I'd go to San Diego to save a layover problem because of Denver or Las Vegas or somewhere like. No, they had fog. So, oh well, it was okay. We made it. We made it back. But in the process of that, and what I'm thankful for is the opportunity that I had to visit with my son. Who I love dearly and would love to spend more time with him. But we had the opportunity and we were able to have some discussion. And it wasn't all political. It wasn't all moral. We had some good, decent talk about Jesus. And it was a great time to have that dialogue. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity and for the opportunity to minister now to my brother-in-law. So I'm going to come back, Carol. It wasn't a half hour, so I hope you're ready.
I am thankful for everyone in this church. They have all opened their arms to me and my daughter. And I'm also thankful for my children. They all know the Lord, not in the depth that I want them to, but they all know the Lord. They were raised in church. A lot of them have left the Catholic Church and is now seeking the Lord. Oh, I just heard, I'm going to see the Lord face to face. I'm not sure what that means, but I just want to thank him for everything, for my life, how he's led me through it, how he's taken me through hard times and through good times. And most of the time, they were good. Even raising six teenagers, I loved every moment of it. There were hard times, and they have all asked for forgiveness, which is a miracle.
Numerous times.
Yes.
Some more than others.
Oh, I can't do it. I'm just thankful for the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
All right. I don't like talking in public, but I'm going to do this. Okay. We got to go to Florida, and the weather was amazing, and so I'm very thankful for that. But we got to puzzle, which I'm also very thankful for, because we don't get to puzzle at my house because it's at children level, and they just swipe their little hands, and they mess it up. But we got to puzzle, and while we were puzzling, my sister-in-law asked me a lot of questions about my family. Ugh. And I'm just really thankful that I'm here. My upbringing was not great. It wasn't horrible either, but it wasn't great, and it was not Christ-centered at all. And my life could have taken a very different turn. And I'm just so thankful it didn't. And when I first got saved in college, after meeting Jacob, I very distinctly remember God saying he was going to give me the family he promised me. And I don't know if that's this family. I don't know if it's my boys. I don't know if it's my blood family. But we have seen a lot of salvation and growth with every single one of my family members since I met Jacob and since we got married, and I'm just really thankful that this is my life.
Amen. Stand up, be thankful for something.
I like how she just handed that to him and he's like, oh, what, me? Do you want this?
Not really. Let's start with, I'm thankful for this young lady that married me here. She has to put up with so much for me. She's so patient, so kind, not only with me, for with everybody else. She's one of the most kindest people I've ever met in my whole life. And
he exaggerates.
No, I don't. No, I don't. And I'm thankful for all of you. As friends and acquaintances and everything, you have blessed my life tremendously. Thank you very much.
One of the things Jonathan said, our oldest son said to us as we were going for this trip, was he wanted to know what everyone would want to do in Florida. Mine was, I want to walk on the beach. Terry's was, he wants to go to this certain pizza place. But a little child shall lead them. Jack, 5-year-old Jack, wanted to see the sunset. And so the very last evening, Jacob and Kristen were going to be there on Thursday evening. We went down to the beach, all of us, at sunset time. And and it was the most beautiful time of the whole trip. You know, only God, the creator of this whole universe, knows how to paint a sky like he can. But just to see the vastness of the ocean and the beauty of the sky, and we didn't really want to leave. It was just so gorgeous. And I think that we have beautiful sunsets in Missouri, too. we could go out sometimes and see the sunsets here. God made everything beautiful. And so I'm thankful at Thanksgiving that he's teaching us all about the virtue and the importance of having a thankful heart in everything. He's put people in my life to teach me that.
It's waiting for you. Because if you weren't coming, I was going to get you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I don't promise to do this without tears. So let's see. I know I said this last year. But I'm still so thankful. Thank you. I might as well start with you. There's so many ladies in here that I'm so, so thankful for. And I could name all of them. But Terry and Sarah have just been so much like a rock. And I could name Terry and Brenda and Vicky. I mean, just so don't Candy, Hope, Rachel, Carol. So many names. I mean, you all have been just like a rock to me. Just so faithful. Because it's Michelle. It's just getting me through this. And God. His name is faithful. His name is faithful. Because you know there have been really hard days. But he has, can I just say, he has been good. You know, I have been on an upward walk. I've not gone down into the depths. You know, I haven't. Shane's out there in the lobby shaking his head, no. So sweet. I could name so many different things. You know, getting a job at River Oak, that's one big plus, and so many other things. But actually, I was, you know, I just wanted to, there's so many times when I start, I just thank God for the husband he gave me. I could have had somebody very different. And, but I had this honorable, faithful, kind, loving, humble man that I got to be married to for over 28 years. And I mean, I just think if I never got another good thing, I'd be okay. No, that doesn't mean that. Totally, God. But I think he knows what I mean. It's thankfulness that keeps us moving along, you know. But I'm ever so grateful. So in a huge way, it's families. My mom has been just another rock. And by the way, Jesus is my rock. He is absolutely my rock, but there are little pebbles along the way that I get to hold in my hand. And all these people are it, you know. And so I just, there's so many things. So bless you all for being my spiritual family. I really depend on you, you know. And of course, my blood family too. I'm rich. I'm rich. Thank you.
I'll let you hold the mic.
I'm first.
Okay.
I would not be here if not for her. I don't know how to say it plainer than that. But for the life you've given me by my side, for our kids, for the angel in the back of the room, talking about Shannon, I'm not talking about you, Christian. We'll give you a little bit halo there, Lubin. I couldn't do this without her. I love you.
You hold the mic. I don't care. Try not to breathe that too much. I'm thankful that God gave me a Christian husband. You know, I'm just thankful every day for that, and thankful for my children and my grandchildren. And I'm thankful that we have a church that is a praying church. And, you know, the prayer chain, we have 19 people on the prayer chain. You know, that's just, I've never been part of a prayer chain that had that many people on it, you know. And just so thankful that that we have a family like that that's willing to lift us up and take us to God. And whatever the need, and, you know, whether it's a stranger. And I'm thankful for just the encouragement that comes from people in this church. And hope this morning, you know, as you were talking, it was just so encouraging because, you know, we have the hard things in our lives that we've been praying for a long time. But God is beginning to move. And it may just be little steps. And there may be some areas where we're not saying anything. But God is still, as you said, on the move. And he's still doing things in the earth. And it's exciting what God is doing. And we can look at all of the negative things that are going on in the world. But if you keep your mind on Christ and you see all the good that God is doing, and the lives that are being changed that you never thought they would ever come to Christ, who are. And so I'm just thankful for all of you and all of you that are willing to pray and have been praying for me for the last week. Thank you. So.
It is hard to narrow it down. I'm really thankful that, you know, I pray a lot for the nation, and I've been really thankful to see a lot of people coming together, more prayer going out for the nation, more people coming forward, getting active, more Christians standing up for what's right. And I'm very encouraged and just very thankful for the elections and for the trajectory that the nation is starting to turn back to God. And that really blesses my heart. I'm very thankful. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, and I'm mentoring several people, and it's just so beautiful to watch people grow in the Lord, to see them. Just little milestones, you know, they may be small, but it's so exciting, and I'm so thankful. And, you know, we don't have a big nuclear family, but I've got you all, and more than that, right? That's the wonderful thing about the body of Christ. We are brothers and sisters. You can go. We went in Florida to visit a church there and wherever we were. Anyways, and it was wonderful. We just fit right in. And, you know, it was family. That's the beauty. And so I'm really thankful for the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the power of God, and the hope that he gives us. And I'm thankful for this service because I, too, was like, I hope they don't forget that service.
We've done that. We've gone someplace, just gone into a church on the whim, went down to Branson. Some of the people before the service said, well, we're glad you're here, but you hold on to yourself because this could get a little weird. I said, okay, we're ready. Bring it on.
I can't tell you how privileged I have felt to live the life that I have lived. And Jesus has given me more than I ever could have asked for. And probably the thing that I feel most undeserving of is my wife. There's this picture when God describes Eve to Adam of the word helpmeet in the Bible. And it's a man working in a field. And behind him is a large eye. And it's watching his back. And it's this idea that while the man works, the wife will watch over so that she can see the things that he doesn't see coming. And you have just seen everything I haven't seen. You haven't missed. You've always had my back, even when I was making mistakes or messing up. And you've been so gracious every time I've messed up. And I heard this statement a long time ago that said, if you want to go fast in life, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And it has been so true in my life that, sure, I could have run faster alone, but I never would have gotten where I am were it not for you, honey. Never would be where I am. And we would not be where we are with the kids that you've given me and the life that we have. And I'm so grateful for you.
Stay here, Frank. Okay.
Please. Well, let's see. God's kind of shaken my life up quite a few times over the years. Picked me up and uprooted me and planted me in places where I didn't know anybody. The most recent one was a few years ago. But I am so grateful and so thankful that God has given me, that God gave me parents that loved us, accepted us, beat the tar out of us when we needed it because they loved us, got us back on track. And he's been so faithful because we have all turned out to be good, productive, contributing individuals. And so have our children. Those values that were instilled in us by our parents, by my parents, live on and will live on for generations. And I thank God for that. But I thank God that he picked me up and he brought me here with my mom. I have lots of shortcomings and mom knows them all. She puts up with all of them. And she loves me through it. But this has been the most wonderful few years, Mom. To be able to just spend it, you and I. To deepen our friendship. Our love. You've touched me in ways that you will never, ever know. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. What you have instilled in us, what you have instilled in me, and what you continue to instill in me is precious. And I will forever be thankful. And I thank God that he chose you to be my mom instead of somebody else. I don't know if I could have made it with any other mom. So, thank you, Mom, for being who you are and for loving us, for loving me, because Lord knows I fall so short so often. But I thank God that he makes us perfect in all things.
My friends,
Well, like many others of you, where do you start, you know? The thing I think about, I've been thinking about is a number of years ago when our family was large. And we always got together on holidays. Well, over the years, our family has kind of gotten smaller. We've lost Deb's mom and dad. We lost her brother. I lost a son. We lost a son. In fact, November was 12 years, which doesn't seem possible. But I'm thankful for today that God is beginning to put our family back together. For those of you who don't really know my story, Deb and I were divorced for a number of years. And I'm so thankful that God has brought her back in my life. Thank you. You know, the Bible says, bring up a child in the way it should go. And when it's old, it will not depart from it. I know that my son, Brian, has gone to be with Jesus. God showed me in a dream that he's walking the streets of gold today. And my son Brock, which is basically our only son now, is him and his family are serving the Lord today. Which I am so thankful for. You know, when your children are married, you kind of got to share them with the spouse's family. So Thursday, Dana, Brock's wife, her parents live in St. Louis. So they went to St. Louis to spend time with Dana's family. And in the past, we were lucky if we got on Friday to spend an hour or 2 hours or whatever. The day after Thanksgiving. So this Friday, we got to spend, I think we went over at noon, and we spent the whole afternoon with them, and they were happy that we were there. So God is putting our family back together. And, you know, it's been talked about family here. You guys, you don't know. You don't know what you do for me. I could pick up the phone and call anybody in this room. And they would pray for me. They would come to my house. You would do whatever I needed for that time. And I would do the same for you. But I'm thankful for Deb. I'm thankful for my family. And I'm just thankful that, you know, I can look back and I can see God's handiwork, even though I did some stupid things in my life, some really stupid things in my life, but God has taken those things and he's made good out of them, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I love each and every one of you. You too, Frank.
One more, Frank. Thankful for coffee. It brings us all together. More ways than one. Anybody else? Yeah, but I'm not coming up there. wait. You don't have to be on camera, but this should probably be recorded if we're recording. I don't know if we're recording. No, we might be.
I've thought of this lately. I'm kind of new here, but not, because I came here years ago. And then when we divorced, I went back to the church I'd been to before. And so it's just been difficult for me. For one thing, this is a really little church. And I was used to having all this space, and I don't do really well in small places all the time. So we've been back together a couple years, and the first year was just so transitional, you know, with the church thing. And I still consider myself having two churches. I don't attend that one. Maybe online, sometimes I do, but I don't know if you guys know, but from an outsider, I'll call myself an outsider. Although I knew Candy, I knew Chris, I knew the Bakers. I think that's all the people that I knew when I got here. It really touched me, and I think you guys probably know this about yourselves, but coming in from the outside, that's the outside, that doesn't sound bad. Although coming in from the outside today is a good thing to do. I was, I say plagued, I don't know. For some reason, I just started having all these health issues. And people would come up to me when I came to church, and they would ask me, how are you? And I'm like, how do you know I'm not okay? So I guess Dan was having prayer and stuff. You guys pray for me. And I didn't know that. And when I got to, now I'm going to cry. I don't apologize for crying. Yeah. Well, it's a reflection of your heart. So that's what therapy people tell me. But I started seeing everyone's heart that is here, and I saw goodness, and I saw authenticity is the word I want to say, and a bond and love, and everything was genuine, and everybody in here is so real and has such a loving spirit. So in case you guys don't know that from the newbie, you know, I could see all of that. And I think you guys know what you have here, but what you have is real, and what you have is Jesus. And you have Jesus on a deep level. So thanks for all your prayers, by the way. I'm thankful for that. And wanted to let you guys know that I appreciated all the prayers that have gone up. And I think progress is being made. Not as fast as I want to, but nobody is fast enough, right? So, but anyway, I just wanted you guys to know what I see and what I have seen and how much of a blessing that you guys have been to me. And I don't know if I'm a newbie anymore, but anyway, I don't even know all your names, but anyway, thank you.
Yes, we are thankful you're here. But you know what? You were here before you were here. because you two are one. And this might be a small gathering, but it's not that it's a small gathering, but that we are all part of a much bigger church family. Much, much bigger. I hear Cheryl coming.
Sneaking up here. I was just thinking about growing up and being thankful. I grew up in a family where all my cousins were saved. It's sort of they all got saved young. And I just sort of grew up in that and grew up in the church. And my kids and all, my daughter's probably not saved, but my other two boys are. And I'm thankful we had a really good time with her this Thanksgiving. She'd went through some tough times this year, and so we got to discuss some things that are sticky and difficult. And so I think God was speaking. And I was also thinking when I grew up, I went through some really tough times in my early 20s, and God was speaking to me, and he kept speaking. And it always amazes me when he speaks. He keeps speaking. And this last year, God spoke a word to me through a prophet, and he said, "You never stepped off the playing field." And it was easy. It would be very easy for me during those rough times that God chose to meet me and be close to me. And that helped me make good choices. And some of the choices were sort of hard and lonely, but God was faithful. And so God's still speaking, and he's speaking more and more all the time. So this is an encouraging time in my life, I think. But
thankfulness.
I'm thankful that I grew up in a Christian home. I never doubted, like today you hear kids say they don't even know if there's a God. I never doubted it. I always knew he was up there watching out over me. And I always learned from a very young age that he loved us. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my sister and other members of my family and for all of you guys. It's so nice to be with other people who love Jesus, who will talk you through hard times, that'll be there for you. So I'm just thankful for God and his family. It's awesome. Heaven's going to be awesome and glorious.
Last call. Doesn't matter if you haven't said anything, because we love each and every one of you here. I can explain a very small miracle right now, is that I know everybody's name. That's special. Half the time I don't remember my name. That is special. Prime example of why we fit in so well right here. Okay. Well, hi there, Lauren.
I was waiting for
you. I know. Lauren, my friend Lauren. You okay?
I'm fine. Okay. I am thankful for God's intricate little moves that you don't even know are happening when they're happening. I was married before, got divorced. God put me in a place where I was working in a certain building. Shane was working in the same building. Somehow we ended up together, and we have, I mean, Shane brought Charlotte into my life. That led me here for watching her programs. Gary and everybody else is welcoming, made me want to keep coming back. When we had Clint, I knew there was absolutely no other place we were going to take him than here. Absolutely not. For one, I didn't want him being separated from his sister. And for two, you guys are just such welcoming, genuine people that there's just no other choice but to be here with you guys. So I'm just tickled about the way that God works. And you don't even, like, it pit of despair from a divorce to this joy, getting to teach Kingdom Kid or in nursery downstairs, getting to teach at the daycare. All of the things that I love, sharing God with them, was just because of, like, little bitty steps along the way. And it's just amazing to me.
Yeah, you couldn't get away without me saying something. So, like, I'm truly blessed every day, and I don't think people understand, and they don't really have a reason to. It's not their life kind of a deal, teach their own. But that woman right there is truly a blessing to me. She keeps me grounded every single day. She keeps me focused on what's truly important, which is my family. Above all is my family. So you and the kids, and they're everything to me, and so is my church family. So I'm truly blessed every single day. My life is very beautiful. So it's just, it is wonderful. So I'm kind of got a cranky face sometimes, but, you know, that's okay. You know, they all can't be winners. So, but anyway, I love you. I love the kids. I'm thankful for you guys. So I couldn't help but.
Where's my buddy Clint, by the way? He's hiding. Okay. That's why I love him so much. Thank you. And Lord, we just thank you. Would you pray with me? Would you all stand, please?